Good afternoon, and welcome to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers versus the Calgary Stampeders pregame conference call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Paul Serra. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Patrick. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining the call on relatively short notice. We've got Matt Nichols and Paul Levi Mitchell here. We're going to be available for about 15, 20 minutes, or as long as we need to go. And we're doing this in the spirit of obviously more access for you, the media. And also, we just wanted to tee up a massive West Division matchup this Saturday at McMahon Stadium. And also, this game takes on a bit of a different tone because combined, these two teams have won 16 straight games, which is the most and the first time ever in CFL history. So with that said, we're going to go straight to questions from media. I'll return it back to Patrick to let you know how you guys can ask questions. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. We'll now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel the question, you may press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register for questions. Thank you for your patience. The first question is from Dan Roth from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Bo and Matt, I just wanted to ask both of you, I mean, you're quarterbacking teams that are on win streaks. What's the most important element of play for a quarterback in on an offense that that is rolling like you two have your units going? I'll start with Bo, please.
Oh man, the biggest thing to me is to you got to understand your offense. You got to understand every situation in the game. I mean that's kind of what I look at is to understand the time we have left, what situation are we going into? What are we trying to accomplish out of that? And make sure that's my ability. I go out there and put winning play out there. Just to let my guys go out there and make plays themselves.
Thank you. How about you, Matt?
Yeah, for me, it's a combination of a few things. I think that just our overall attitude, we feel like we're going to put up points every single drive, and I think that's the kind of attitude you want to have just like going into games. You want to have that attitude that you're going to win and not hoping to win, those types of things. And then for us, it's been a big deal of guys just stepping up where we've had a lot of injuries and hasn't really been talked about too much because we've been having success even when guys step in. But we've been banged up pretty good in the receiving core, and our depth, I think, has been great for us.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. The next question is from Andrew Bochholz from Yahoo Sports. Please go ahead.
Yeah, a question for Bo here. I noticed you've got a career high in yards per pass this year, up to about 8.9. Are you doing anything different? Are you throwing longer passes, or is it your guys making more plays after the catch?
Honestly, I think it's just it's a combination of me seeing the field better, understanding all the defenses better, and knowing where I want to get the ball out to. I mean, honestly, once you understand the game as well as I feel like I do right now, and your offense and everybody around you understands the game, sometimes that yard per catch kind of gets miscued because you're throwing, shield routes, you're throwing slant routes, hitches, and these guys are breaking tackles, making good plays. But also, we're seeing a lot of hot routes. The guys are, catching the ball, breaking tackles, and getting some yards after the catch. But to me, it's just making sure I see the field better, understanding everything, and honestly, I just think right now I'm seeing as well as I have.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Paul Friesen from the Winnipeg Sun. Please go ahead.
To both of you guys, what's it like to hear that two teams this hot at the same time have never met before in CFL history, and you guys are going to this weekend? Does that mean much to you?
Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just, it's another challenge for us. I think that's the type of stuff that you guys like to talk about, just like us, ending streaks of Labor Day games and those types of things. To me, this is a different team than what's been here in the past, so none of those things really matter to me. It's two very good football teams playing against each other, and I think that both teams have a lot of respect for each other. We know it's going to be a battle, and it's going to be one of those games that probably comes down to the wire, and I can speak for our team. We're looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, and I would just add to that saying, you know, I saw that Coach O'Shea had said something like he doesn't have any extra tingle to it, and I actually agree with him. You know, I think that it's going to be great for fans and everybody else out there. I mean, it's obviously great for both teams to be on the winning streak that we're on. But at the end of the day, somebody's winning streak is going to be up. And it's just our job to make sure we go out there and don't overthink it. You know, don't see them, no offense, Matt, don't see them as, you know, guys that have won seven in a row. Just see them as, you know who they are, a football team coming in, trying to take a win in the division on the road against you. And make sure you come out and don't let that happen.
And if I could ask a follow-up, I don't know if I'm still alive for you guys, but if I am, you guys have a personal history, I understand, as well. And could you talk about that and any personal rivalry you have as quarterback?
I don't know if it's a personal rivalry. It's one of those things where you get a lot of friends in this league, especially, you know, Bo and I played at the same college, which is you know, awesome for our university. And you know, we're friends off the field, and you know, I hope the best for him. Sometimes when we're watching Calgary play, you know, my wife will cheer when Bo throws a touchdown or something, and I'm just kind of looking at her like, hey, we need them to lose. But it's just kind of funny because you got, you know, friends around this league, and, you know, Bo's one of those guys that I always root for unless we're playing against them. So it's one of those tough things, but, you know, we're friends before and after the game, and we're going to definitely go in and compete. And we had a good battle last year, and I remember texting him after the game and told him I look forward to many more battles against each other, and, you know, this is another one for us.
Yeah, for me, as I said in the media the other day, is, you know, Matt was a huge reason that I went to Eastern Washington. He was my host. Him, Greg Peach, JC were guys that showed me all around. Me and Matt had a hell of a night that night. it was honestly a big reason I went there. And it gave me that feeling again of guys that want to play football. You know, they weren't there to get paid. They weren't there for the big recognition. They wanted to play football and win football games and kind of got back into that winning culture. And I think I just kind of went there and picked up right where Matt left off. And ever since then, man, we've always kept in touch. We've always been friends. You know, I've met his family. He's met mine. And we all know each other. We all see each other back in Eastern. We've trained together a lot. But like you said, I mean, my wife cheers for him. You know, my wife's always cheering. I hope, you know, Vernon will get on the field soon as well. But, you know, anybody from Eastern, we all have that kind of that family mentality. And so, you know, it's like you said, I want to do well on the field when I'm not playing against them. But when I am playing against them, you know, I want them to fall out but lose the game.
You can expand on that night?
I can't do that.
Thank you. The next question is from Scott Fisher from Post Media. Please go ahead.
Hi, Matt. I already asked Bo about this. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that red turf back in Washington.
Yeah, man, it's awesome because I think it did exactly what they wanted to. You know, it kind of made it a place of their own, a place to protect, and they've done really well on it, and it's, you know, gotten national recognition and those types of things. Now, I played there in, you know, long grass, muddy games. You know, it's kind of wet and cold in Washington, and so those are the games that I remember. So really, it's not something that I ever got to play on, but I love that it's there now because I live in Cheney. I have a house there, and I do a lot of off-season training there. So when it is snowing out and raining out, I got a field turf field to play on. So, you know, it's definitely a little different, but like I said, it's awesome for the university, and it's done a great job getting them that recognition and you know, kind of building that culture that they don't want to lose on the red turf and giving it a nickname, the Inferno, and those types of things. So I think it's been great for the school.
Thank you. The next question is from Dan Rolf from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I wanted to ask you about Winnipeg's defense. I mean, I don't know if it's coincidental, but since Matt's taken over as starter, that defense has been very, very, very good at forcing turnovers and also scoring off those turnovers. And I'm wondering what, when you've looked at the film at Winnipeg's defense, what you've seen and what are some of the things that maybe, without tipping your hand, that you can do to sort of negate the opportunities that they try and force.
Well, thank you for reminding me not to tip my hand. and honestly, I believe that I believe quarterbacks and an offense and a good defense complement each other. I think the play of the entire team has been picked up since Matt got there. You know, I mean, I think he's a guy that's always demanded an offense. And, again, he won the job in Edmonton, and obviously things happen. So it's always it's nice to see him get control of the offense and run it his way. And I think you're seeing the success follow that. And I think the defense, in turn, the same with my team, same with, you know, Caleros, all the other guys, they know they can take chances. You know, they know they can trust their offense to go out and put up points, and they're not the ones that have to go do it. But now they can take those chances in order to go, you know, take a little bit more risk on a play and try and make something happen. And I think they're doing a good job of that. So they're beating off special teams, off defense. They're flying around, you know, playing fast, playing physical, and doing a good job of it. And then, you know, Matt's getting the opportunity to finish it off.
And if I may follow up with Matt, the one stat that seems to stand out since you've become a starter is the fact that you've only had the one interception. And I think, you know, it goes to show that you've done a very, very solid job of protecting the football. And I'm wondering how important that is to the club's success of recently.
Yeah, I mean, it's always important. It's one of the main things you talk about is getting turnovers on defense and protecting the ball on offense. And for me, it's been a big thing is just getting that game experience last year and going through some of those growing pains, because even though I've been in the league for quite a while, you know, it was very limited in my starting experience. And I'd been starting for two or three games in a row, kind of mid-season. I remember one year, my first start of the year was a Labor Day game in Calgary when, you know, both teams were, you know, it was a first-place game, and everyone's in mid-season form, and I hadn't even stepped on the field yet that season. So, you know, it's kind of tough to learn in those situations, and to be able to play consistently last year was big for me, and I just feel like, you know, the game's slowed down a lot for me. And, you know, like Bo was talking about earlier, you know, the more reps you get and you start to feel more comfortable seeing defenses, know where to go with the ball, and be able to trust yourself out there, trust your eyes, trust your feet. That's just been big for me, and kind of getting back to, you know, how I felt in college, where, you know, I felt like I know where all my reads are, I know how to get through my reads quickly and get the ball out. And I think that's been, you know, big for the success of this team, just, you know, taking care of the football is obviously something you always preach.
And if I may, one more question. I mean, as well as you guys have played of late, you can't seem to break third, you know, to get up past third in the West Division. And I'm wondering if that sort of keeps the impetus that you have to keep playing well, because if you don't, then you're gonna lose ground to the teams that are ahead of you.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I've been talking about it with some of the guys, and it's kind of one of the crazier years I've seen, where usually 10 wins will get you a first-round home game, and, you know, it doesn't really seem like it's the case this year. You could be around 11, 12 wins and finish in third place. So, obviously, when you look around the league, and especially the West Division, you know you got to keep pace and you got to keep winning football games. So, what we talked about here is, and we didn't listen to anyone when we were 4-1 telling us how bad we are, and we're not listening to people now tell us how good we are after 7 wins. And we just know that every week's a battle, and you're always going to have to grind out wins in this league. And, you know, we just look forward to that next game, and you know, it just so happens it's obviously against a team that's 10-1-1, and it's a, you know, going to be a tough challenge to go in there and win, and, you know, we're going to give everything we got to go in and do it.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Arash Madani from Sportsnet. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys, a question for both of you. It's a little inside baseball on this. I'm just wondering, you know, if you go back a generation or ago, it was 3 yards in a cloud of dust in high school and college. It was just run-oriented offenses. Now from the high school, college ranks, teams are running spread offenses and they're throwing the football. And yet when it gets to the pro game, it's so hard to find, you know, capable quarterbacks and guys who are delivering. As two guys who have really helped their teams win a lot of ball games this year, I'm wondering what your guys' thoughts are on why it's so difficult to produce, develop, find, create a pro quarterback on both sides of the border.
For me, man, one thing I've always noticed and something I'll take into my coaching ranks whenever I become a coach and this crazy career is over is I think too much is made off decisions off hand size and height. And obviously I'm biased at that because, you know, I'm not 6'3", 6'4", and prototypical guy.
Right.
But the main thing that I see is no one's ever testing decision making.
Right.
You know, how fast can you process information and how fast can you make and how often can you make the right decision in a quick moment? And I think that's the biggest thing to me is it's, you know, you're going to find guys that can throw the ball. You're going to find guys that can make huge plays and make plays with their feet. But it's about the guys that You know, when a pocket breaks down and a DN's running straight at you, or a zero blitz comes at you, or they drop nine guys and a guy still comes free, how fast can you make that decision to know, where do I need to go with the ball? How do I get it there? What's the situation like? What down is it? Distance is it? Do I need to get the ball out of bounds? I need to stop the clock. And it takes a lot to process that. So, I mean, you have to, I don't know the exact way to do it, but to me, I'm going to find a way to test the guy to find out how fast he makes a decision and how often he's right or wrong.
Matt?
Yeah, for me, I mean, I think Bo hit the nail right on the head with all that, and I think, you know, a lot of that is stuff that we learned from Bo Baldwin. I mean, he's a guy that has three starting quarterbacks in this league and four quarterbacks up here right now, and I think that the biggest thing to me is, you know, a lot of colleges, you know, you see them looking to the sidelines for checks and those types of things, and, you know, everything was put on us in college to, you know, you're supposed to watch film, you need to see certain looks for these checks, and you're going to change plays, and here's your hot throws, and that offense we played in college was a lot of quick game passing, was basically an extension of the run, which is a lot of what the CFL is. You know, and the run game is kind of tough to get going with two downs sometimes, and, you know, you have to be able to throw those quick 6-7 yard passes to take over for your run game. So that was something that we all learned in college. And, you know, for me, that was the biggest thing, is that he put so much on us as quarterbacks. And, you know, his biggest thing was, you go out there and change things, make mistakes, and we'll talk about it afterwards. And I think that it just helps you grow as a player. And, you know, I think a big reason why guys from Eastern have had success is, you know, he's a guy that doesn't judge by the measurables or whatever, you know, scouts want to look at. He goes by, you know, he watches the game film, and he can see who can play ball and who can't, and he's done a great job of, you know, finding some great quarterbacks and coaching those guys up, and, you know, can't say enough about him, because I think he's been, you know, obviously the biggest in my development and still a guy that I talk to, you know, each and every week. We have text messages back and forth, and I just think that was my biggest thing, is I think that too much is kind of taken away from quarterbacks these days, where they're looking to the sidelines for plays rather than studying film and being able to go out there and do things on the fly in that quick moment like Bo was talking about.
Gotcha. Appreciate it.
Thank you. The next question is from Paul Friesen from the Winnipeg Sun. Please go ahead.
Bo, you mentioned when you're coaching someday. It does sound like there's a coach in you waiting to come out. It seems like if you were calling the shots, the way you talked about Matt earlier, he would have been starting even sooner than he has been here for Winnipeg.
That sounds like a setup question. I mean, Matt's a guy that, you know, I watched film on a lot in college, obviously, because I came to run his offense. And obviously, he was a guy that I saw that had something special. You know, and I think a lot of coaches and scouts thought as well, you know, he got a shot down south and kind of got that shot taken away to me based just off money. And then to see a guy, you know, come in and win the job, I mean, you guys know who he won the job over, you know, and lose that job to injury and see the way that guy performed, I think it shows you what Edmonton and then those guys thought of Matt. And obviously, they had to go a different way because of, you know, the way that the other guys performed. But now he's got a chance to run an offense and make it his own. I mean, I always saw the same thing he said, that, you know, he was always having to come in the most important games of the season, you know, with a three-game stint. And, hey, when this guy's back, it's his job again. You know, how do you go out and perform like that? You know, in my head, I don't know how I would have handled that same situation. You know, hey, here's your team for two, maybe three games. You know, go out winning some games, don't lose them for us, you know, don't impress us too much, you know, so, I mean, he's just trying to go out there and run an offense, but now he's got an offense that he can kind of take and make his own, and I think you're seeing the success of all of that.
And, Matt, you mentioned the standings. You guys were talking about standings earlier. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you say first in the West is still your team's goal? You have not conceded that to Calgary?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if we were sitting here satisfied with where we're at, I think that you'd have to question the character in this building. And, you know, I think that that's not any disrespect towards Calgary or any other team. I think they all feel the same way, that you want to be first place in the West. I mean, it gives you the best chance to go to the Grey Cup, which is everyone's goal. And so obviously we're not conceding anything, and, you know, nor should we, nor should anyone. And, you know, we're just looking forward to getting back out there. You know, for me, I'm a I'm a guy that's just excited to be out there with my guys, and Saturday is my next opportunity to do that.
What does that make this game then, if you have them in your sights?
What's that?
What does that make this game then, if you still have first place in your sights?
Well, I mean, obviously it makes it the next game on our schedule that we need to get a win.
Okay, fair enough.
Good answer.
Thank you. The next question is from Darren Bowman from TSN 1290 Radio. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. This is a question for Bo. I'm just curious your perspective since you joined Calgary Stampeders. How good is this team compared to years past and your Grey Cup team 2 years ago?
Honestly, I think we have better talent than I've seen. I think we're younger and faster than I've seen. And the thing that I love is when I look at the depth of our team, I see a little bit more depth than I saw with those guys in the past. I'm excited for what this team holds right now. But in this locker room, man, we look at each other and yeah, we see greatness, but at the same time, we also see a chance for things to go completely wrong. And that's why we never get complacent about it because, none of us have forgotten what everybody said in the offseason. None of us have forgot that this was the year of the Stampeders fall, and this is the year that everybody picked us to go third or fourth in the West. And so, because of that, we're going to keep focused on our goal, and we believe it's going to take 16 wins in order to win the West. And, we're going to continue that trend and make sure that, we keep it in building. And again, I do see championship potential, but that can change in an instant. That can change with an injury. As Matt was stating earlier, man, I mean, injuries, that's really what decides this game in the CFL is who's playing hot at the end of the year and who can stay healthy and who's got the most depth, So, I see as we have all the potential, we have the tangibles, to make the deep run, but, it's going to take a lot of skill, but at the same time, it's going to take a little bit of luck.
If I may follow up, it's your third meeting with Winnipeg this year. Do you see any difference in the team from your last two meetings with them?
Absolutely. I see a different team. I see a team that's playing with confidence. They're playing with speed. The one thing I said again is that they're playing behind Matt and they have trust and confidence in him that he'll put up points. And they're running the same system we are. And when I say that, I mean, we rely on our defense to get us good field position. We rely on our special teams to change field position. And when they do, our offense's job is to take advantage of that, put points in the board. And, that's kind of the formula to winning football when you add in the factor of penalties and turnovers. So, that's the way we see the football game. And as long as we go out there and do that and take care of our jobs, we see ourselves on top.
Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, you may press *1 if you have a question. The next question is from Scott Bellick from the Winnipeg Free Press. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. Maybe a more of a question for Bo, but you talked about a little bit about taking over from Matt's offense going back at Eastern Washington there. What did he take over? What kind of foundation did Matt leave for you when you kind of took the reins?
Well, you know what? Honestly, I think he'll say the same. The guy that first laid the groundwork for both of us was Eric Meyer. A guy that if he took a different route is probably still playing professional football, based on age and everything. He was a guy that took a couple different NFL shots and that's why his name never really got to the CFL. And he's been in the arena for a long time and done a lot of great things there. And I think he first kind of set the stage for that once Bo took over down there. And then, once Matt and Bo got to put together something that was their own, I saw a culture, and that's kind of what it was to me is, Matt was a guy that, everybody in that offense got behind, and he didn't have, I'm sure he'll say differently, but watching film, he didn't have the best talent around him. He had some guys that were serviceable, and he had a great tight end that he took advantage of. But his receivers were guys that became better because of him. He did a great job of spreading the ball around, and I think that's always a sign of a truly good player, somebody that makes the guys around him better. And, I think, yeah, he did a good job of that and won a lot of games and set a lot of records and kind of set that culture for us guys, us younger guys to come in after him and continue that.
Thanks. And maybe for Matt, just to follow up, what's the difference between the relationship for guys in college, maybe, you know, potentially to the relationship for guys, you know, at the professional level? I mean, what was the relationship between Bo and you like, essentially?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously we didn't get to actually play together on the same team, but, you know, like Bo mentioned before, it's a true family atmosphere at Eastern. Every time, you know, I go back 7 years removed, just welcomed in, you know, walked right into the locker room, right into the coaches' offices, you know, have you talk after practice. You know, your pictures are all up over the offices, and, you know, I think it just builds that family culture. So, you know, like Bo said, I did host him on his visit. He ended up going to SMU first, but then, you know, when that didn't work out, he was looking for somewhere to go, and he remembered his time at Eastern, and I think made a great decision to go there and play football at a very high level, and did a great job there. And, yeah, like I said, I mean, anyone that played at Eastern and his family, and especially whenever, you know, we get to have the same job, same common interests, you know, both family guys, that type of thing, I think that our personalities just really match well. And, I mean, I think a friendship just builds from that, and it's just nice to, you know, have someone that's in the same position as you playing this crazy position of quarterback. I mean, there's no one really can quite understand it, I don't think, unless you've stood back there with live bullets flying around, and it's just nice to have a guy like that you can always talk to about it or bounce ideas off of. So, you know, it's a great relationship, and I can't say enough about Eastern Washington and the culture that they've built there.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Patrick, if we can just do one more question, we're at over 35 minutes now, and I know the guys have to get going.
No one for the questions registered at this time.
All right. Thank you, Dan, Andrew, Paul, Scott, Rash, Darren, and Scott for all the questions. Anybody else who's been on the line listening, thank you again. Matt and Bo, thank you very much, and good luck on Saturday.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. See you then, Matt.
Yep, see ya.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and thank you for your participation.